You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.
Today on our show, I'm talking with Morgan Crony. Morgan, thanks so much for talking with me today.
Sure. Thanks so much for having me.
So, Morgan, I want to talk about art cards a little bit and perhaps a number of other things. But for those who don't know and are listening, can you tell me a little bit about what art cards is and how you got involved with that?
Yes, I guess. So art cards, really briefly, I guess how I became involved, I moved to New York about 10 years ago and came here for grad school. And I was studying art and trying to find art openings to see the latest artwork. So I began Art Cards as sort of an online resource to find art openings. So if you wanted to see some shows pretty much every night in New York, there's some art openings going on, which is a great way to meet the artists and see artwork. And so Art Cards is a website that lists these events. And then we also have like a weekly email newsletter that gives you updates and makes it easier to find the shows.
And this is something, so you began on your own, and that built kind of a network, so to speak. Like, how did it grow?
Yeah, it was really...
And what year was that? I'm sorry to interrupt. What year was that it started?
I'm sorry, say that again?
What year was that it started?
It launched in 2005. I began art school, MFA at the School of Visual Arts in 2003. And at that point, the online art world was a different thing. I mean, you had ArtNet and you had some early stage sites, but you didn't have anything like Artsy or the art world just wasn't as much online as it is now. But yeah, so when I was in grad school, I actually had a spreadsheet, and I had sort of a personal mission to try to go to every gallery in person to make my own opinion of the artwork and see where I fit within that. And that grew into me kind of just maintaining a personal list of when the art openings were going on and which galleries I thought were really interesting. So I started sharing that with my studio mates and they were really interested in that, and I started to learn some programming and decided to turn it into a website and made it a little bit more automated so it wasn't all manually done in a spreadsheet. And I kept sharing it with more people, and then other people wanted to get on the email list, and it was kind of cool that it kind of hit a need for a lot of artists and critics and just people interested in art really wanted to know this information, because otherwise it's hard to track all the art shows going on. It was sort of a side project for a while, and then it became my full focus for a few years. And now again, it's sort of a side project, kind of continuing, and has its own kind of life and momentum to it, which has been pretty cool to say.
That is cool. So it's grown, and other people are running it. Like, what was the evolution of it as that grew and became a force? And it's kind of interesting because it's this artist, as so many interesting resources in the art world are, this artist generated resource or almost institution, right? If it was bricks and mortar or even not. What happened to it afterwards? Are more artists running it now? What's its status now?
Yeah, so now I also have a background in technology, and that's another main focus of mine. So sort of a goal with Art Cards was to make it as self-sustaining as possible and make it, I want it really to be a resource that keeps going and doesn't just wasn't so dependent on me only entering all these events and really keeping on top of it. So now we have, there's a main editor who runs the New York listings, and we have, now that a lot of galleries know about it, they submit their shows themselves, so they're entering a lot of the information, and then we review it. You know, I guess when I was fully focused on it, it was interesting because there were a lot of people who knew about it in New York, and then they moved to another city, and they're like, hey, I really want to start this in San Francisco or Los Angeles or London. So there were, they kind of gathered small groups of volunteers, and they would run it in their city, you know, trying to, you know, trying to help the art scene grow wherever they were. And to help them be a part of the art scene.
That's what's very interesting to me, the idea of helping them be a part of the art scene, too, because as you were saying, if I remember, towards the beginning of this also, it was a way of you kind of defining your work against that world. So it's more than just a list of all these events and parties and openings and shows and some reviews. It's also a way of, for artists, a way of a kind of reflective or reflexive sort of medium.
Right, and being part of the community. And, you know, when I first came to New York, it was very, you know, I'd go to an art opening, and it's sort of a weird feeling of, you know, you don't know a lot of people, and you're not sure, you know, it's a weird, as an artist, it can be a weird thing. You're not, you want to meet other artists, you want to be kind of part of the dialogue, and have some substance to it, and then it's also sort of a marketplace, and a social scene. But yeah, this sort of, for me personally, it was sort of like I had sort of a mission and a reason to go to some of these events. Also, you know, I think for a lot of people who are in their car, it's within the art. And, you know, I guess there are a lot of people have different feelings about themselves, whether they're important or not, or a way to see artwork or not. And I think...
Yeah, perhaps as a model for community building, though, it seems like a fascinating one to replicate, to see happen in other cities, in other countries. It's a great way for artists to kind of get engaged in their community and kind of overcome that whole initial thing that you're talking about, right?
Yeah. It's really, really cool that way. And I guess for me, just speaking personally, at this point, I guess I've been to so many shows and it feels very natural for me to go to an art show or to an art opening. But I'm sort of now my day job right now, I'm working at New York Magazine on the technology side. And so, you know, as my focus is sort of shifted and I have kind of less time devoted or available for the art world, I'm really interested in how art parts can kind of maintain like a longer term relationship with the art world, even if, you know, it's not my full-time focus. A lot of people who may focus on art or even go to grad school for art, but then, you know, you have a day job and you have so much going on, it's very hard to keep up with it.
Right.
So I'm trying personally to make a resource that also allows you to continue having a part in our community and being part of that conversation. Hopefully our card is the way that it makes it easy maybe for you to first start going to some art shows and being, and also like a way to just keep you, to make sure you
right
part of the conversation. Also, I guess a big thing from the beginning is I don't know. I have a strong belief that seeing art in person is a really important thing, that now with the internet and a lot of things is production, there's something on the screen, which is a lot different than going into a space and having a real physical experience with the work, and also people who are making the work. So hopefully art cards kind of bring people out to see things in person.
Well, that's great. And ideally it would be financially sustainable. Like, can it support itself with grants and other kinds of funds?
Well, right. I guess that's the big, one of the big things, there have been other listing sites in New York over the years that I've been doing this, and they've sort of come and go. Some, there's some that have raised a lot of venture capital money, but then they haven't been profitable enough, and so they don't last. There are others that are really, really dependent on one person maintaining the information. So once that person moves on to something else, the resource doesn't last. Right now, we're self-sustaining. Galleries have the option to add an image to their listing for a really small fee. And that's sustaining us as it is now. It's an ongoing, it would be great to grow this to be something that was alive in more cities. And, we still haven't, or I haven't found quite the right model yet. It needs to become a fully, full-fledged nonprofit organization
Well, that's how it's evolving or could evolve in one way or another. I mean, that's the case with so many kind of organizations like that. It's sustainability.
Yeah, yeah. One thing that we have going for us is that the technology behind it, there's a content management system that makes it, pretty much as it automates it as much as possible. So that it takes less time to keep it updated, and the fact that I think people who've used it really appreciate it, I think that's, we've been lucky. There have been a lot of people who've worked on it, and it's been, people sort of have an intrinsic motivation to work on it because it's something they believe in.
Great. And so, now you have, day job and you're busy and you're pulled away from this a little bit. Is there another project? I mean, before we close, just in sketching, like on the horizon or personal work that you're going to have to talk about now if it's not done, but are there other projects on the horizon that you imagine emerging, in the next year or two?
Yeah. I mean, I guess, I'm constantly, I guess like a lot of artists, I have many ideas. And right now I am continuing my art practice of, I make, drawings and small sculptures, and, I'm continuing with that. I don't have anything planned specifically to launch, or to show, but. Yeah, I guess right now, mostly personal projects, but my mind is working, and I have a lot of ideas going on.
Well, it sounds good. It sounds good. I look forward to seeing those as they come out, or when you're ready to exhibit them. Morgan, I want to thank you so much for talking with me today. It's really been a pleasure.
Yeah, it's been great talking. Thanks.
You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.